Welcome to Mile High Report Radio Horse Tracks. And now, here's what's happening in Broncos country.
On this edition of What the Heck is Going On with the Denver Broncos Head Coaching Search, We had another edition of we get news, and then we get news and news, but then we get a refutement of the news, which might be true, but might not be accurate as well. And then we're back, if it is accurate, then we're back to square one of where we were at the beginning of the day. And it's starting to, you know, man, someone call up Bill Murray, because I swear it is Groundhog Day every day when it comes to this whole situation we got going on right now when it comes to the Broncos searching for the next head coach of this historic and storied franchise. But it really doesn't feel like we're having a good time right about now. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this edition of Horse Tracks. It is Monday, January 30th, and we're pretty much at the last month of me doing this whole podcast business for the good old Mile High Report. Shout out to John Ness and Vox Media. You guys are fantastic. So what that means is that if you guys like me, I'm sorry if we got articles, but if you don't like me on here, then congrats. The light's at the end of the tunnel, and we are almost there. But essentially today, I'm going to take you guys through a timeline of the Sunday news about the head coaching search. And with the two games from Sunday being all wrapped up, the Broncos draft order has been solidified. But of course, before we get things started, I'm Ross. You could find us, Mile High Report, over at milehighreport.com. That's the best way to stay up to date with this head coaching search, with the tracker right there. And then also you can follow us on social media at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mile High Report. I am partial to the Instagram because I run that sucker. So go ahead, say hi, drop a follow. It's all a good time there. But with that, let's get into things. So essentially, I'm just going to take us through a timeline of the news from Sunday. So it's chronological order. What I say happened first, and then we're going to go through an order and just kind of try to catch up on this, because it took me a while to catch up on everything that happened today. And I'm sure there's probably some stuff that we all missed, so I'm just going to go through it. This is the best, kind of most up-to-date information that we have, and we're going to try to figure things out. So, first piece of news that hit us Sunday morning was that, from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, that the Broncos informed earlier this week Raheem Morris, David Shaw, Ezra Evero, and Jim Caldwell that the team is going another direction in the head coaching search. So it seems like we are only going to be left with Sean Payton. Then coming out after that news is that D'Amico Ryans is now no longer interested in the job with the Denver Broncos. This is from Ian Rappaport. And now, since the 49ers have lost, he will be having his second interview with the Texans this week, likely going to be taking a job up with them unless something crazy happens. But then, from Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero, there was a piece they released, an article. And it talked about the meeting that Denver had with Jim Harbaugh earlier this week in Ann Arbor. And they made it seem like Harbaugh is still in play. A piece from the article said, but Harbaugh has remained willing to listen and has told people if he were to return to the NFL, the Broncos' job is the one he'd want. So the smoke is still there for Jim Harbaugh. Pretty much until he signs that new contract with Michigan, Jim Harbaugh is still in play. Now, I'm not going to put too much weight into this, but that is still a thing. He is still in play with the Denver Broncos. But we get a response on this from Benjamin Albright, in response to this speculation, and he says that since the Broncos failed to bring in Harbaugh earlier this week in that meeting, then that means that the situation is likely over. And then he noted that the new search, the expanded search that the Broncos are going to be doing, will include and be focused around Eagles defensive coordinator John Gannon, Giants offense coordinator Mike Kafka, and Bengals offense coordinator Brian Callahan. Then this Gannon take was also corroborated by Ian Rappaport. Then a tweet from Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. He said, quote, a tweet got accidentally deleted while in transit earlier, but I mentioned this AM that while the Denver Broncos hadn't expanded its search, I've talked to a few teams who believe Denver has done research on other potential candidates. Giants offensive coordinator Mike Kafka is one name I heard. He also said in a reply to that tweet is, quote, I've also been told this could be a situation where Denver is keeping a running cross-reference file throughout the process. I don't believe Denver is restarting. Either way, has been an interesting search. Yes, it has, Jeremy. Yes, it has. So essentially what he's saying here is that the Broncos haven't necessarily expanded their coach, their coaching search to include Kafka, Callahan, and Gannon, but they've already been taking a look for them, doing their research on their own. And then Sean Payton had this to say on Fox earlier. He said, regarding coaching vacancies, quote, I think in the next week we are going to know a lot more. When asked if the doors are closed, he said, quote, no. There is a handful of things still taking place for these coaches and myself. So does this mean that he's, and also let's not forget the orange tie he was wearing today too. Let's not forget that one. So is he implying that he's staying at Fox? Is he implying that he's still in play to go back to the league? Honestly, I'm not sure. You guys can put your own interpretation on this one. I am just too unsure to make an educated claim in a guess onto this one. But then also, why expand the list if Payton's the guy? But I think there's still debate whether the Broncos actually expanded the list or if they're just taking a look at some names that they've already done research on. Don't know. But things got weirder right there at the end of the day. Thanks to a tweet from Mike Kliss. He said, quote, lots of talk about potential for Broncos to expand head coaching search. My read, that's not the case. Broncos appear focused on the current candidate group. There is a plan. A lot of crazy stuff out there. Let's spend next 3 hours being reminded how far Broncos are from the Chiefs. There is no need for that last part, but what we're going to focus in on here is that the Broncos have not expanded their head coaching search. So either the Broncos have and they're looking at guys like Kafka, Callahan, Gannon, or they haven't and we're only looking at Payton or Harbaugh. So essentially to wrap this all in a nice gift, most people don't know what the heck is actually going on right now. And that list of people that don't know what the heck is going on right now is probably also including the Broncos themselves. And we could all give a ginormous thank you to Joe Ellis because we are still feeling the effects from his absolute ineptitude. And he has cursed this franchise. And the Broncos are still trying to overcome that. So thanks, Joe. You great, great person. Thank you. But let's take a look at the draft order, shall we? So the Broncos order has now been solidified. So this is what we got right now. They have the 29th overall pick from San Francisco. That was a trade to the Dolphins for Bradley Chubb. Number 67 from Indianapolis, a deferral of late 2022 third that fetched an extra fifth round pick. They have the 68th overall pick, the 108th overall pick, the 141st overall pick, and the 195th. Overall pick, and that is from Pittsburgh. So, and that's from the Malik Reed trade. So that's what the Broncos got going on right now. Heck, so now we can still have fun speculating who the next head coach is going to be, and we can do it's officially full-time mock draft season for the Denver Broncos. Let's go. We actually know where they're drafting the first round, whether they keep that pick or give it to the Saints. I don't know, but we're sure as heck going to find out. Maybe soon. I don't know, dude. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of Horse Tracks. Like I said, best way to stay up to date with every bit of news when it comes to the Broncos head coaching search, milehighreport.com, coaching tracker. It's awesome. Follow us on social media at Mile High Report, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You could Also, check out my articles a couple a week over at milehighreport.com. All that fun stuff. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and follow us on whatever podcasting platform you're currently listening to this to on. We'd love to have you in for the long haul. But with that being said, my name is Ross. And with the state of the playoffs, let's go Birds. Yeah, go Birds.